Monday night or every good days, after days. Okay, just a few points about Mishloach Monos, the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. So there's two purposes in that, based on Rishonim. One is everybody should have food for the Suda, and even if they'll say that Matanos of Yonim is theoretically for that, that doesn't always work, and here you have to send a mona of food, so that's for sure will ensure that the people you're sending to will have food for the Suda. And also, it's the Marber Reus, and because of these reasons, this for if you give it anonymously, many hold you not Yotze, and that's why it's supposed to be food, because it has to do with the Purim Suda. And anyway, the word monos, pashtus, means food, and then the whole idea that it should be ready to eat and cooked already, which even the nice assumption is all that's not necessary, but al kaponim, it's to be called a mona, that's where it comes from the word mona. Certainly you should give it on Purim, and the person should get it on Purim, even though some hold he only has to get it on Purim, but if it works out that you send it with a mishloach of sorts, you can make a shliach. And then, obviously, you're going to be doing both, because the Shulchan Aruch Hashanah also, so you're even giving it on Purim itself. A wife should give Mishloach Monos. You should, the best way, I think, is to just be Miyached, you know, one of the many Mishloach Monos that people send, and say, okay, this is from you to the wife. It could be to the family, but it could be to the wife. It should probably be better if it's to a specific person, not in general to the family. So there should be at least one Mishloach Monos, Miyuchedes, Miyuchad, that's the wife's.
If you just send Mishloach Monos, a lot of times the house is a big balagan and a tumble, and these people just put it on the table, and then there's a card in it. It's not really... the mitzvah is maybe, it's theoretically possible you're not even doing the mitzvah, which is like an interaction between two people through a mishloach. Okay, you should give something kosher, something they could use for the Suda. Some hold you have to. Some hold that, your children, it's certainly, they should do the mitzvah. Probably it's good to be mechanech. The younger children below my mitzvah to do it. You have to be machmir to them. You have to give them. I don't know if you have to technically be machmir to them, but that component has to be their thing in one way. What?
But then they can't be machmir to the other guy.
You don't have to be machmir. You send it to him. Who said you? There's no din shalachem. No din lachem. Okay, and the minig is not, you're not supposed to send to an ovel. Although you could send like to the wife or to the family if that's not the one sitting shiva. And really some achroinim hold that you have to send the richer the recipient is, the more chashuv the mishloach monos has to be. And the same on the part of the no saint. It has to be commensurate with his ability to give. But I don't know, that's very hard to judge. And very hard to judge, and very hard to know, and just one achron says it. But certainly, you should, when I was much younger, so the people used to send only candies and cake. Now people are more into that taka luz mishtaper, I think. People send something for the suda, like something you can actually eat by a suda. We always sent like a bottle of wine, and kugel, and that's certainly something that's very practical to do by the Suda. Matanos of Yonim, it's, nowadays, the way it developed in Shchunos, so the Oni gets a very relatively large sum of money, and there's no interaction. It's always best if you give tzedakah, and anonymously, and the Ani should know who it's coming from, but it's not so clear that would be the case by Matanos of Yoinim on Purim, but on Kaponim, that's how it developed anyway. Of course, everybody makes a shliach, and they go through kupos, and it's just a it's a pool of money that people are giving over to the aniyim, and so you don't have that inyan. But there, it's more muskim in the achronim that the main point is that the ani should get. Theoretically, according to the Rambam, at least, you should figure out how much your Suda's Purim cost you, and you should figure out how much your Mishloach Manos are costing you, and you should make sure to give more than that, as Matanos Avyoinim. That's what the Rambam says you should do. So, who am I to say he's not serious? You have to do it. They say you have to make a cheshbon and then make sure you give more money to Matanos Avyoinim. Okay, we're learning now Chavis Halvavos. And we're at the end of cheshbon number 12 of the Gimel Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, cheshbon number 12. And he talks about how people pour their hearts, souls, and energies, and koiches, and charitzos, and zrizos into all the mazeh things, and not into being better ovdei Hashem. And here he says something very... And he talks about that, and he talks about moisturous, and he talks about only doing what you need to do for temporal things, for all mazeh things. Reyachimah ben shnei hadvarim, you know, one is so temporary, and one is forever and ever, and one is satisfying to the neshama and leaves you with a satisfied feeling, and the other one is just Yishlamoni Rotsu Messiah. Nutemi Mosrus Olamcha, stop running after Mosrus. Vishtadel, put your efforts and energies. B'meshah Tatzorach Lachrisecha. Now he says a very important yesod, which people, I think this, even though maybe they don't consciously think it the way the Chavis Halavos is about to say it, and they wouldn't admit to even thinking it, maybe. But I think it's a very common attitude, and that is the Al Tomar, as he talked about the downside of putting all your efforts and energies and koichas, etc., 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 into all the mazeh things. And he says, what are you going to gain? You're going to end up with just moisrus, and moisrus mess you up, and he explains how. He says, in Ruchnius, Al Tomar, don't say, Yimtza eni masha yimtza haksil. Well, I have a small chelek in Gan Eden. Well, I'm avoiding Gehenim, and Gan Eden is very gishmak. So I don't mind so much if I get a small portion. People like maybe have that sort of attitude, but they only have the attitude because they have no idea what's going on in Gan Eden, and they have no idea what is there and what they'll benefit and how they'll feel. Well, they feel if they take this attitude. Yet, and anyway, but the Chavis Halavos is not even making that point. He's not even making the point that you'll feel, you'll be sorry, and you'll feel embarrassed, and you'll feel mekupach. He's saying, ki ato nitva kifi hakaroscha va'onshcha yoser chazak. He's talking about that if you say, I daven like that guy, and I learn like that guy, and I give sukkah like that guy, but it's not even true, because you're going to be judged and punished, he says, based on your ability, what you, your hakara, and what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to do. If you understand more, so then you have to do more. Your punishment is more severe. The cheshbon of Hashem makes for your negligence. Yaisu meduktuk. Valtisnoch al dover shein lecha boschus. Don't rely on this, you know, it's good enough, a small thing, because it's not going to... I'm saying, he doesn't even say what I started off saying, that you will be totally, you don't know where to find yourself. You're like, you're mukupach forever and ever and ever. He's saying it's much worse. You didn't live up to what you were supposed to do. You know, it's not a good taina. It works against you, not for you, he says. If I wanted to talk about this subject, cheshbon number 12, fully, it would take very long. I'm hoping it's enough for you. For me, Shari Yosich, Allah Elov, I was more you to think about it. Understand when I didn't even say something specifically, read between the lines, understand what I'm alluding to. The hakakor aleihem b'sefer Torah salokim, you'll study the Dibre Chazal, you'll see things that I'm saying. The Dibre Abseinu Zechon Uvecha, Yeroa Lecha Beirurum, you'll see the clarity of it, and then again his tripod that he says in the beginning of the Sefer, Mena Kosov, Umena Muskol, Umena Mukubol, from Torah Shabbat and from Logic Svara, and from Torah Shabbat Alper. Mena Kosov, Mena Muskol, Umena Mukubol, Bez Sakel. Okay.